School is in session. Well, it is for me anyway. I know you may not be on a higher education journey, but you are planning for or are in the midst of a shift in how you plan and spend your time. I know this because you are an Organize 365 podcast listener. Collectively, we are all lifelong learners, pursuing the best version of ourselves and putting into action the complete organization cycle. Over the next 4 years, I will share week by week what I am continually decluttering to free up my time and space, how I am organizing my days, my responsibilities, and my work, both seen and unseen, as I take captive every minute at my discretion to increase my capacity and productivity in pursuit of a PhD in psychology so that I can have a seat at the academic table in the discussion of how we use our homes and complete our housework and home organization tasks. Oh, there's the school bell. Let's see what I learned this week. This week on the PhD podcast, I want to talk to you about school supplies. So maybe you remember back when you were a kid and you were getting ready for the next school year, or maybe you're a parent and you do this on a regular basis. Getting ready to go to school is not an inexpensive endeavor. And at the beginning of the school year, you'll buy, you know, notebooks, backpack, first day of school outfit, all of those things. And then school starts. And usually along the way, you find out you need something else. A teacher has an additional request, or you need something for a special project. And as a parent, or your parent when you were a student, would go out and get those supplies for you, sometimes last minute. As an adult, when we do new things, start a new sport, take another class, join an organization, I don't know what you do. I tend to see, like, what is the minimum that I can invest in this before I know it's going to be a sure thing? And then also, like, what can I just scrape by around the house, or what can I use instead of going out and making more of an investment? Like with our kids, and when we were a kid, our parents would often sacrifice personally so that we could have the best for whatever we were undertaking for our future. But then when you become an adult and you do the same thing, we tend to just get by, just do with what we have. And I remember it was a few years ago in Organize 365 when I realized it is worth the financial investment of the company for me to have a full office at the office and a full office at home. Sounds kind of silly, but it is so much easier for me that I have an actual great computer at work and a great computer at home that are all synced and all the files are in both locations. So it doesn't matter where I'm working, I have everything that I need. And I could justify that expense because I'm the CEO and I need to have two offices. And if I'm not working, then the whole team, you know, is waiting for me to get my work done. And along the way, I have tried to do the same for my employees. Like if they need a second headset, if it's easier, if you have a second, whatever. One of the investments that we made last fall was in our app. When you go live in our app, you have to do it from a phone. You cannot do it from a computer. And so everyone on the team was using their personal phone to go live inside of our community app, which is fine. Nobody was complaining. No one asked for a company phone. And then 1 week I had to do it. So I went live. And what happens, because, I mean, it's an app. You know, it's fine, but there are, you know, bugs and things. And so if you get a text message, like you get kicked out of the live stream. Like if you look at your phone wrong, you drop the live stream. So if a phone call comes in, you drop the live stream. And that's not helpful when we're running our whole company and all of our clubs through these phones. So I have a secondary phone for the company. So I started using my secondary phone whenever I went live. And then I realized my team does not have secondary phones. And also, they don't even have a first company phone. Like, they're using their personal phones in order to do this. And so I was like, everyone's getting phones. Like, if you go live in the app, you should have a company phone. Also, we travel. So you should have a company phone when you travel so that you can use it for directions or whatever, which I am doing right now as I am recording this on my way to Missouri. And these are just these are expenses, and they're not inexpensive expenses. Like if you're going to set up a second office with a full computer and a second headset and mic and all that, you're looking at a couple thousand dollars. If you're going to invest in a cell phone and you're going to get the latest cell phone, so it has the fastest processor and all that, you're going to invest, you know, $700 to $1,000. So they're not inexpensive purchases, but in business, we can write it off. And sometimes in business, when you can write something off, then you're like, okay, well, I can also run it off and it's a business expense and we do it. But for ourselves personally, like for this PhD journey for myself personally, like I'm pulling out my own credit card anytime I want an extra thing for the PhD. And so when we as adults decide to undertake something that is going to make a difference in our lives, we tend to go into the storage room and scrape up a half-used notebook in order to use this for a new transformational thing we're going to add to our resume. And so I found myself doing the same thing. I was in bed and I was doing some of my reading for the PhD, and I was using just a little bed lamp next to me, but not a desk lamp that would like you, where you could adjust the where the light was hitting the page to make it easier to read. And I remember sitting there reading, thinking, man, if I just had a different light in here, like I have over at my desk or like I have where I do puzzles, then these it'd be easier and faster for me to read this book. And then a couple days later, I was doing the same thing, reading my coursework. And I was like, man, if I just had, you know, that light from my desk or the light from where I do puzzles in here, then it would make it easier and faster for me to do this reading. And I thought about going and getting one of those lights, but the light that I have on my desk, I use literally every day now because I have to read at my desk also. And the light where I do the puzzle is like a $10 IKEA light. And I'm like, okay, well, I can move the $10 IKEA light in here. But then when I ever do get a chance to do my puzzle, then I'm not going to have my light. And then I'm really not going to do a puzzle. So what I need is a new light. Couple days later, I'm reading in my bed again. Of course, I have not bought the light yet. And I'm like, okay, well, I wonder if I had the light that I want, would I be able to read faster? So I turned on the flashlight on my phone. And can you picture this, people? With one hand, I'm holding a flashlight. And the other hand, I'm actually reading for like 30 minutes this way. And I'm like, okay, I cannot sustain this, that's for sure. But I definitely am reading faster. And imagine if I didn't have to actually hold the phone while I was reading the book and trying to highlight the book. This would be really great. So before I went to bed that night, I just ordered a lamp on Amazon for like $15. So it wasn't even a big expense, but it was the actual purchasing of something specifically for the PhD that I didn't have to have. And I could have moved in from another room, but I chose not to because I'm going to be doing this for 4 years. If you're going to be doing something for 4 years, you should invest $15 in a third lamp so that no matter where I choose to read or puzzle, the lighting that I need is already set up and all I have to do is turn it on. It just reduces the decision fatigue. It reduces the any hindrance to actually getting started on doing whatever I want to do. And so the takeaway for you today is at home, where you can't write it off as a business expense and you're not getting graded on it in a school test, at home, for everything that you're doing, do you have the supplies that you need where you need them? The first time I did this at home, it felt like such a decadent purchase, and it was scissors. I love scissors. I love really sharp Fiskars scissors. My mom was a seamstress, and she would sew, and so she used the Fiskars scissors for sewing. And let me just tell you, how much trouble you got in if you use the Fiskars scissors on paper. If you have a parent who is into cutting fabric and they have these special Fiskars scissors, which used to be like $20 a pair, and you would use them on paper, you know what I'm talking about. But if you don't, paper dulls scissors, and you want really sharp scissors when you're doing a lot of sewing. So Fiskars scissors with the orange handle are like the gold standard of scissors. And I love Fiskars scissors. I detest cheap scissors that don't cut. Like, what's the point? Don't even have scissors, in my opinion. Also, I use scissors all the time. I don't know why, but I use scissors probably every day. I'm like a scissoraholic. I use them all the time. And so I would have like one pair of the Fisker scissors. And then I had some cheap scissors around my house for decades. And finally, one school year when I was buying all of the school supplies for the kids, this was probably 10 or more years ago, I was like, you know what? You know what? I deserve to have school grade scissors. I deserve to have the Fisker scissors. And I think there was a back to school sale where you could get them for like $7. And I was like, I'm getting scissors and I'm getting seven pairs of scissors. I'm getting $35 worth of scissors. I was so excited. I came home. I took them out of their packaging. I should have just put my name on them, but I took them out of their packaging and I put them everywhere. I have scissors in my bathroom, next to my bed, in the kitchen, where I was doing scrapbooking, everywhere got a pair of scissors. I have them by my front door. There's a little drawer by my front door so I can open Amazon packages within three steps of receiving them. I love scissors and I love Fisker scissors. And that $35 investment, I mean, it made my month. Can't even tell you. A couple of other things that I have gone ahead and invested in my PhD as I'm up-leveling my supplies. I just thought through this week, now that I'm almost through the first trimester, like what are a few things that I could add that would make this PhD journey more enjoyable or I find are frustrating me or I'm looking for duplicates? One is I went ahead and I bought a set of 5 double-ended Sharpie markers, black Sharpie markers that have like a fat end at one side and a thin end at the other, because I tend to write on my little 2.0 tabs from Organize 365. I put them everywhere and I write on them. And so I needed more fine tip and large end Sharpies. And then I put those Sharpies by my bed, in my desk, at the office, in my purse, in the car, like I have them everywhere. Same thing with highlighters. I am using the 2.0 highlighters that we have from Organize 365 because I'm doing everything in color, as I explained in a different podcast. So I have a set of those highlighters by my bed, at my desk, at my office, in my purse, in my car. Same with the 2.0 tabs. I have those everywhere as well. I also got a better set of wireless earbuds. So this was a little bit pricey. It was maybe 6 months ago or 8 months ago that someone told me about these. One of you actually told me about these wireless AirPods, but they're not AirPods. They're it's like a wireless headset. It's called Aftershock, and Shock is S-C-O-S-H-O-C-K, I think, or OK, Aftershock. You'll find it if you Google it. And they're like $100 to $200, I think. Not inexpensive. But what's nice is they're bone conducting. I was like, there's no way these things work. Oh, they totally work. And you can actually hear other people around you when you have them in. I have them up pretty loud, so I don't hear it really clearly, but you can. So I use these at the office, and they're great because they're wireless and they don't have the microphone attached. I like the microphone to be separate. So I just use them as the hearing piece. But when I wear them at the office, I can literally put them on in the morning. The battery lasts all day. I don't even feel that they're on. You don't really see them. If you look in pictures now, you'll notice that I have them on, but you don't really feel them. And I can walk around and not constantly be taking my headset on and off and on and off and on and off. I just leave it on all day. So I got one of those for at home. Again, I'm going to be using this for four years. Something I bought yesterday that I'm waiting for it to come is a mouse pad. It's $5. I was using like a large, like a legal pad as my mouse pad at home, which was a great idea in the past when I would write notes down on it. But a mouse pad actually tracks better and the mouse works better. So I'm actually going to have a real mouse pad at home. You laugh, but you look around at what you're duct taping together in order to have something that you don't have to spend $5, $10, $15, or $20 on. It's comical what we will put up with at home that we wouldn't in public. I also got a couple extra of my favorite lotion. I like Jergens in the cherry scent. So I got that by my bed, by my computer, so that if I'm sitting there in class or my hands are dry, it's a little self-care thing that I do during class. And I already told you about the reading lamp. And in an earlier podcast, I told you about how I went hog wild on the slash pockets and color coding everything. So that's my tip for you today. Get better supplies. You know, once a trimester, or when you find yourself frustrated, I am rarely frustrated. I used to be frustrated all the time because I was tolerating workarounds and half measures. And I just don't anymore. If something can be solved by less than $20, I usually will make the purchase, especially if it is something that I am going to be using for a long period of time. Get the right color slash pockets. Get a set of felt tip pens in all the different colors. I already had those in place. I didn't need to buy those. But as you find that something works for you and your brain, go ahead and go all in and invest in duplicates of that so that you're not searching for your favorite pen, the best hairbrush, whatever it is. All right. I'll see you next week.